Okay, so today's daf is Erevin daf nun ches. We are on the Mishnah on the bottom of the Zion of the Bays, sponsored this week by Ariel Charnowitz. So, Ariel Charnowitz. Okay, so we're on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to explain how you go about doing the actual, how you actually measure. So there actually is a machlokas achronim, whether we specifically use the methodology used in the Mishnah, or maybe nowadays when we have, you know, a little more sophisticated measuring tools, maybe we'll have to use those measuring tools. But be that as it may, the Mishnah says, Ein modedin, we do not measure the 2,000 amos, so you can put the marker down. Ein modedin, ela b'chevel shel chamishim amah. You use a rope, a 50 amma long rope, lo pachos lo yoser. Not 51, not 49, 50 amos rope. That's what we use. The Gemara's going to explain why. V'lo yimdod ela k'neged libo. And when you're holding the rope, I guess you obviously have to have two people holding it. So each person has to hold the rope by their chest, by their heart. Rashi says, kavalo chachamim makom mushum k'neged rosh hachevel. Shlo yitain zek k'neged tzavaro, zek k'neged raglav. You don't want people holding it in different places, because then you have slope. And when you have slope, the measurements are off. Right? They're not going to be exactly. We want it to be 50 amos per rope. And then and then the next 50 amos till you hit the 2,000. Hayamode the higia legai olegeder. Okay, so you're measuring and you're going over you know, the topography, and you reach some sort of valley, some sort of cut in the ground, or legeder, or you see some sort of brick wall or some sort of rise in the ground. What do? So if it's the rise in the ground that people can just walk across, and they don't have. And they're not wider than 50 amos. You can go mavlio. You just mavlio. Basically, what that means is you. Rashi says im enu rochuv nun ama misvasol lisvasol milamala from one end. It's talking about like a valley in it. So you don't. So there's not 50 amos wide across. So you have one person again. You're measuring before Shabbos. So you have one person go stand on one side. One person stand on the other side. And mavlio, you basically swallow it up into the measurement. You just go across. Right, afal pisha yishpi midrano hilach yosim elpayim, ein omim tal lemidas midrano lemidas hatchum. In other words, we're not going to count the slope or the incline because technically people would walk this. So if people would walk this, you may have to count, you know, how many times then, and then you'll lose distance because you're counting the slope and the incline. It says no, if it's less than 50 yards across, just pull the rope directly across and forget the incline. Then the Mishnah says chozel lemidaso, and then you go back to its counting. You know, just continue counting. So Gemara is going to explain. Rashi says what we're talking about here is we're talking where this crevice in the ground is wider than 50 amos. Now, what are you supposed to do? It's wider than 50 amos. So here the Mishnah says what you do is you walk along the crevice, you walk along either to the right or to the left until you find a point on the crevice that is less than 50 amos. Then you spread the rope across, and then you go back to where you go on the other side. You go back to the other side and continue the counting. Right, Rashi says, but Gemara Farish, midakatani chozil midaso, when it says that you go back to your counting, mashma, it means, she'im hayaroch bo kenegadir yosem echimishim, if it is wider than 50, the ene yochol avliyo bechevel, and you can't just swallow up with the one rope, ube echad me rosha shelo kenegadir yochol avliyo, but one of the sides of this crevice, you can get to the 50 amos and swallow it up. Holechum avliyo sham, you swallow up there. Umoded v'holok sham misvaso v'hala ad mokam k'neged shakala bo sham rochev hagei k'neged ear. V'choz l'midaso k'neged ear umash l'midas t'chumim. It's a big kula. You go down, you find a place where it's 50 amos, then you go get to the other side, walk back up to where you last were across from the city, and then continue the counting over there. But all that stuff that you did to walk around doesn't count in the t'chum. V'choz l'midaso. Now, so either it is a place where they can cross, they typically go down, or they go across it. When they go, they walk down, but we're not counting that slope and that incline, and they have more room. You don't count that. So higia lahar. So now they get to a mountain that is wider than 50 amos. Okay, that's up to 50 amos. Again, the same thing. You get to a hill that's wider than 50 amos. That is up to 50 amos. Mavlio, again, you swallow it up. And if it's more than 50 amos, then you have to do this whole thing, going to the sides and stuff like that. The chos lumi laso, and then you go back to the original counting. You walk across it. Either there's a bridge, or people go down. It's not so steep. It's not too steep for people to go down. However it is, it allows you to walk around again. All that idea to get to 2,000 amos. Ubavad shalo yetzei chutzot chum. As long as you don't go chutzot chum, two shitos in Rashi. We'll go to the second explanation of Rashi, because that's what he seems to like. He's saying is that what Rashi, if you look at Rashi, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines when they get short. Lishon achrina shalo yetzei chutzot chum. So let's say you can't, it's more than 50 amos across. So you're doing this thing, you're going down to try to find a place where it's less than 50 amos, so you can go measure, take the rope, and go across there. But in order to get to the place where it's less than 50 amos, you're going to be going to more than 2,000 amos away from the city. It's going to be more than the tchum. So he says, that you can't do. Right? Rashi says, shelo yetzei chutz tchum. Im haya oroch v'rosh av yotzim chutz tchum ha'ir. Ve'ein no yachol lahav li'o. Right, lo yetzil avliol sham. Why? If people are going to see the guys who measure walk more than 2,000 amos away from the city in order to measure, people are going to say, "Oh, that's within the tchum. That counted, and that's within the tchum, and we can go there as well." So they're coming out of the city this way. They come across this ditch or valley or mountain or whatever it is, and they can't get across 50 amos across. But all the way over there, they can get across 50 amos. If all the way over there is more than 2,000 amos away from the city, that they can't do. So what are we going to do? There are other things that you're going to have to do. Either we're going to ignore the ditch, we're going to estimate the ditch. Just, we can't start measuring if you're going to go outside 2,000 amos. Okay. And here's a possibility. What happens? In Eno Yochel Avlio, well, now you can't do this havla, you can't swallow it up with the rope, either because it's more than 50 amos, and you can't get, and to be mavliya, it's more than 2,000 amos away. Bezo, in this instance, as opposed to other instances, bezo, amarav dostai, by yonai, mishum rameir, shemati shemikadrim beharim. We think little means you bore through the mountain. And we'll see what that means. When you bore through the mountain, that's how you basically, you take a four-armer rope, and there's pictures also, you take a four-armer rope, two people, one stands by his feet, one stands by his chest, and you start measuring down, and basically you're trying to cut off as much of the incline as possible in your measurement. You're trying to measure the base as much as you can, trying to the base of the mountain, and this way, theoretically, you're boring a hole through the mountain to go to measure straight through.
Basically, all this is telling us is that the tchum is measured like as a crow flies.
Pretty much, yeah. So the Gemara then says, The Gemara says, Minani Mili, from where do we learn this din, that the length of the rope should be 50 amos? So Amar Yehuda Marav, Yehuda says the name of Rav, we learn it from, it says by the measurements of the Chatzer HaMishkan, the Amar Kra, Orech HaChatzer Meya Ba'ama, the length of the Chatzer was 100 amos, the rochav, and the width of the chatzer is chamishim, which should be enough. And then it says bachamishim. What's this extra bachamishim? Amar Torah bechevel shechamishim ama midod. The Torah says you can use a chevel of chamishim. This Amar Torah thing is also difficult. We're talking about the Dinder Rabbanan. It's an esmakta where you get the idea that should be 50 amos. It says extra bachamishim teaches us that it's 50 amos. Rashi says, or Rashi doesn't say. Okay. Gemara then says, well, wait a second. We already learned something out from that Bachamishim. If you remember, Litol Chamishim, Lasav Chamishim. Remember, we had the problem, we wanted to learn how long the Karpef was, how much room you had outside the city. Right? So I forgot where we learned this. Maybe it's not Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. Oh, he says here. Chav Gimel Beis. Right? So the Karpef was 70 and 2/3 Amos. How did we get that? Because what we did is the Chamishim, Bachamishim told us to square off the Chatzer. So the Chatzer then becomes 150 by 150, right? How's it work? You take the 50 amma and you put it on the width, or the extra 50, and you square it off, right? You square it off, and somehow the square area became 5,000 amos, and then the square root of that was 70 and 2/3 or something like that. But it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it does. Right. So that became. So we already learned. We already used it to learn that. So the Gemara says, "Im came name akra chamishim chamishim, my chamishim ba chamishim, shma mina tartish." We can learn two things out because we need to. So we're going to learn two things out from the extra one from the word chamishim and one from the extra base. So one teaches us that the 72 thirds for the karpath, and one teaches us that when we use the rope to measure, we measure with 50 amos. Lo pachas lo yoser, no more, no less. So Tana, we learned in the Braisa, lo pachos mitesha marbe, and lo yoser mitesha mimait. You can't use less than 50 amos. I guess these were the calculations they did at the time, that the construction people there decided that if you have more than 50 amos, then people will, I guess, will pull it too tight. And if you pull it too tight, you're going to have too much. Let's say make it 40 amos. You're going to pull it too tight, and it'll be 40 point whatever, and then you'll lose out in the tchum. And the 50 amos one will slack. It'll be slack. It'll be too much slack. And then you'll diminish the amount. Instead of being at 50, it's going to be measuring 49 point whatever, and you're going to end up missing out and doing the wrong calculations. Why a 50 amal one doesn't do that? I don't know. Amar Rabasi says, "Ein modedin el bechevel shel afsakima." You have to use the rope made of afsakima. And what's afsakima? Amar Rabbi Nargila. It's a rope made of Nargila. Okay. So my Nargila, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Dikla dechad nevara. It's some side of the, how's it translated? It's palm. It's a palm string, right? Some sort of palm string. So Igad Amrin, some say we learn it this way, that it's a machlokas. Maya Faskima Rabbi Amr Nagila, and Rav Yaakov Amr Dikla Dechan Devara. So one says Nagila, one says Afaskima is Nargila. The first way we learned it, we said Afaskima is Nargila, which is Dikla. And the second way is, it's Afaskima. What's Afaskima? Either it's Nargila or it's Dikla. I mean, Nargila and Dikla are not the same thing. So what happens if you use chains? What happens if you use metal? Those things don't bend. You might be worried about the slack. Why don't you just use like a metal rod, 50 amos? There's not going to be no slack on that. You know, it was a ruler. Not going to have slack. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Chanina, Ein Lecha Sheyafel Lemida Yoser Mishal Shel Shel Barzel. There's nothing better than Shel seems to mean a chain, an iron chain. But chains can also slack. I don't know. Maybe just pull it. I don't know. Football. What? What? Tabby, what, two people? I don't know. You put it on. It's, maybe it's like I envision it like the 10-yard marker in football. It's a 50-yard marker. You just pull it out strong and you do it. But he said you don't use the bar set. Why? Abamad nasa sherei amar Torah. The Torah says, and also interesting. It says amar Torah, and it quotes a pasuk in Zechariah, which the Gemara does often. That it uses even pasukim in Nach saying the Torah. So amar Torah ubiyado in his hand chevel mida is a rope of measurement. So you see that they're talking about, when you talk about measurements, they're talking about a rope. But the Gemara says, wait a second, when they're talking, even discussing the measuring the Beis HaMikdash in Yechezkel, the Pasuk says, Ubiyad ish kinei hamida. You have this kinei, which is a rod. So he says, Hahu lit tar'e. That was just, the Gemara says, tar'e is just, that's for just the measuring the width of the gates, right? Yeah. What is the difference for the Tar'ei? Rashi says limdod rochev sha'arim. So to measure the width of the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, they use this yardstick. But to measure the tchum, you got to use this rope. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says shlosha chavalim hein. There are two types. Three types of ropes. Three instances where we need a rope, and we use different types of material. We have a rope of shel magag, right? Or shel netzer, and shel pishtan. So shel magag is an item that can never be mekabel tuma. Actually, you may translate what it is. Shel magag is the parah that we use for the parah duma. The tanan, because we learn in Maseches Parah, kifasuha used to tie the rope around the parah duma bechevel hamag unisanua al gabe marachta. Then you put it on the pyre to burn. But you want to use this rope. Most rope is not mekabel tuma because it's not tied right away. But this is a material apparently that even if it's tied appropriately cannot become something that's mekabel tuma.
Why do you burn it?
What?
Why do you burn it?
You burn the para to get the ashes. Right. Okay. Unisanu shel nitzarim. I'm not sure. Nitzarim is. What's here? I don't know how you translate nitzarim.
Willow branches.
Okay. Lisota. That's what we do to tie the dress of the sota to tznan. It says, you're ripping her dress. You're ripping her so it doesn't fall down and expose her. So then you take this rope and you tie it around her so it just doesn't fall down. And shel pishdan, and the rope of flax is lemedida. That's what we do is using over here for medida. I guess that's the, but that's talking about, yeah, for measuring. We just said it was a tikla. Okay, we're saying here, so pishtan, that's what we use for tchum Shabbos, ir miklat, and, you know, egla rufa. So maybe here he's arguing. He says you don't need the rope of nargila, of dikla. Here says you're using pishtan. Okay. So now, hayomoded vihigia. So you're measuring, and you get it. We explained a lot of this already in the Mishnah, so now we'll see it in the Gemara. So you moded and you higia, you got to this ditch, or to this barrier, and it's less than 50 amos. We say mavlio v'chos l'midah. So you just include it in the measurement. Like if it's, you have two people, one guy goes across the other side, you measure it, and that's it. Or you walk down, and they measure it. But it says chozer l'midah. So Gemara says, and we saw this in Rashi, midatani chozer l'midah. So you go back to where you were measuring. If you're just measuring straight across, there's no going back to. Going back to means you went out of the way, and now you got to go back to where you started. So he says midatani chozer l'midah. So michlal, that means, if you're unable to do this havla, you can't just take the rope straight across because it is more than 50 amos, and the rope is only 50 amos. It can't go that. So then, you go somewhere along the route of this ditch or this cut in the ground where you can go 50 amos. Umavlio, right, and then you mavlio over there, and then sofa kenegim dasso, and then you look. I guess sofa means you look. Right, sofa mavit. You look for the distance of where you are until the place that was where you go back and you look to where you were originally, and you walk back to that area, 50 amos, you know, across the crevice in the ground, and then you continue your counting over there. So what you basically did is you were not counting the incline, because the incline would take away from the tchum, because you'd be counting all that, and then you'd have much less to be able to walk. So Gemara says this deal that we made in the Mishnah is explicit in the Braisa. Tanina lahadit on Rabbanah. We just learned in our Mishnah to that which we learned in the Braisa. Hayamodeid. So you're measuring the tchum of the ear. Vihigia hamida lagai, and the mida, the measurement gets to this guy. Im yachal avliyo bechevel shachamishim av mavliyo. If you can, you mavliya it. Im lav, if you can't because it's too wide. Bryce says explicitly, holy lamakum shayachalav liyo, umav liyo, over there, vitsofe v'chos l'midaso. So it's explicit in the Bryce, exactly the way we explained in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, v'im haya hagai mi'ukam. So if the guy, this cut in the ground, or this ditch, or this hole, or whatever, is mi'ukam. I guess it says makdir v'oler makdir v'yored. Seems to be that it's mi'ukam, that it goes all the way around the city. It's a physical machlok, because we showed him how to explain it, but the way it explains it based on Rashi is that the city sort of surrounded by this trench all the way around, and the trench is more than 50, and there's no place to go to where you can get to a place where it's wider, less than 50 amos, and then continue counting. It's surrounded by this wide. Or maybe to go somewhere, you have to go more than 2,000 miles away from the city. So, yeah, something like that. Well, that's really wide. So here, it's mi'ukam. So here, in this case, what we say is makdir v'ole, makdir v'yori. That's how we do. We do this boring through the mountain, which we do this makdir. So now what you do is you need to measure, need to go across, but we're trying to discount the slope as much as possible. Before, we were taking a rope of 50 miles, we were ignoring the slope. Here, we have to measure somehow. So what you do is this makdir, which again, one person has the rope by his feet, one person has by heart, four amos, and then he holds it by his feet, and you go down, you try to discount, still capture some of the slope in there, but you're discounting the slope as much as possible in order to, and then you do that going down, and then you do that again going up, and then you continue to count from there. So basically we're trying, as you said, as the crow flies, we're trying to go straight across as best as possible. So he's measuring the tchum of the city, right? There's Bryce that continues, right? It's still that Bryce, right? So here, the Bryce says, Higila Kosel, gets to this wall. Ein Omrim Yikob Kosel. We don't say, make a hole through the wall and go straight across. Ela Omd Ova Holichlil. We just estimate the wall and keep going. One says, wait a second. We just said, when you got to the wall, you put the, if it's less than 50 amos, you put the string. Basically, I would imagine that they would hold it on some sort of, you know, some sort of stick high and on either side to measure to go across the wall. Here we're saying you don't have to measure it, just have to estimate what's going on. So Gemara says, "Mahanan tznan mavlio v'chos l'midaso." We talk about mavlio. You have to actually measure it to make sure you know the 50 amos. You just do it in a way to avoid that you don't have to account the incline. I guess this is a wall that I guess the people can walk up over. We ignore the incline, so we do this mavlio. Here you're saying just estimate what's going on. The Gemara says, okay, it depends on the type of how, I guess, how steep the wall is. Hasam de nicha tashmishta, hacha de lo nicha tashmishta. It depends on whether it's easy or not, I think, to climb it. And Rashi says, where is Rashi? Rashi says in the third line, where they get wider on the bottom, b'denicha tashmisa, which means noach lihiluch tzas. It's easier to walk. Kigon mitzlakeit asara mitoch arba. It goes up, it rises 10 tlachim within 4 amos. So it's an easier slope. So something like that, hasam katani mavlio. There we're going to say mavlio, because im yochol, right, if you can, v'im lo mikader. There we're going to say if you can swallow it up with the measurement, you do that. Or you can do this mikader to measure with the 4 amos rope. That's what you do. But hacha, the Mishnah, right here, that says by the Kotel, that you're talking about where you're going to estimate is bidaloni tashmisa. Rashi says hacha bikotel zakuf yosim redai. I guess it's too steep. The cave of the lochazi lihiluch ain't gova shipuo olu laminas adchum. Since that's going to be, it's too steep. No one walks on it. We don't want to include that in the tchum. So we're not going to do this koder, because when you koder and you put with the 4 armor rope, yes, you're limiting the amount of the incline that you're counting. You are counting some of it. So now we're just going to estimate it. And we're just going to estimate and go weiter and continue going. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda. Now this idea about Kidur. Again, I guess it's, I don't know how he translates Kidur. What does he translate as? Boring? Piercing? Kidur. Or just says Kidur. I don't know. A piercing is a good word. Piercing straight through. Right. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, this idea that we pierce through and do this whole measurement of the 4 amos going down and then going up, we only say that Ella She'ein Chut HaMishkoles Yored Kinegdo. Basically, I think what you do is you stand at the edge and you drop, it's more like a plumb line. You drop it, I got it right, I used it right, you drop the chut straight down. So if you drop the chut straight down, right, Rashi says, Lo Shanu de Mikader, Ella de Nicha Tashmishay, it doesn't go drop all the way down. I mean, there's a slope, so that when you drop the plumb line, it actually is going to hit some of the slope going down. I mean, it's walkable. It's not just a straight cliff. I think that's what it means. Okay? But if the ditch, right, the canyon is so steep that if you drop the plumb line, it's going to go straight down to the bottom. It's not going to hit any of the incline. Then you don't do this. I guess then you don't do this. It's impossible. How do you do that? You can't stand. You can't walk there. You don't do this this medida. So then, what do you do? You walk straight down. You get straight down to the bottom. Right, but the incline or the decline of the mountain is deflected by the plumb line, then you have the ability to do the kidur. Right. The plumb line will drop straight down. It's too steep. Right, it's too steep. So we don't measure the slope in that case, because really it is no slope. It's just a steep drop. It's not a slope. It's like this. So then it says umodido mida yafe. So then I guess what you do then is you measure the dalet amos that came out. You get down to the bottom. You actually measure the bottom. And then you go back up and you start measuring again. So you do the actual measure. How do you get down there? I don't know. You rappel down. You do whatever it needs to do to get down. I think that is what it's saying. Right, so the picture has here.
It's got to be something. Because otherwise the tchum doesn't work anyway. It has to be something that you're able to...
Right, well, we're trying to measure as the crow flies as best as we can. In this case, where we can't do this kidur, so we have to measure as the crow flies. So you got to measure the bottom of the ravine to get it all across. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, this, when it came to, I think it goes back to this havla. He says, v'kama umko shel gai. Right, how deep is this ravine that you can do this havla? So, you know, it's at a certain point, I guess if it's too deep, right? Rashi says, kama omkel shel gai, the name of mavlio kushurochav nun. So let's say it's only 49 amos across. So I can do this havlah with the string straight across. Does it make a difference how deep that ravine is, how far down it goes? So Rav Yosef says, Alpayim, even if the ravine is 2,000 amos deep, that which is more than the tchum, he still can do the havlah. Because the idea is that someone said, wait a second, in order to get to the other side, technically you got to walk all the way down and then walk all the way up. Is that going to be more than 2,000 amos? The Rebbe says, ignore it completely. Basically, at this point, if you're doing havlah, you're ignoring the slope and the incline completely, and just go straight across as the crow flies. So Abaye asks for Rav Yosef, Esei Abaye, Brisa says that if the ravine is amok meya, if it's 50 amos deep, v'roch of chamishim mavliyo, when can you do the 50 amos havlah? It's only if the depth of the ravine is 100 amos. Im lav, but if it's deeper than that, then ein mavliyo, then you can't do the havlah, because it's too deep. We're not going to ignore an incline that's so deep. That should be taken into calculation of the tchum. So the Gemara says, you're right, hu the amar ka'achirim, meaning Rav Yosef, who says that you can even be mavliya a ravine that's over 2,000 amos, he holds like Achirim, which is usually Rav Meir, who argues on the Tanakhama, the Tanya, Achirim, omer mefilu amar ka'alpayim v'roch ha'chamishim mavliyo. Rabbi, you quoted one shita. Your shita that you quoted is 100 amos deep. Rav Yosef is going to hold like the other shita in that brisa, says that even if it's 2,000 amos deep, you can still do this havlah. Ika de Amri, so them say no, that when Rav Yosef says, Amar Rav Yosef afilu yeser, Ika de Amri, Amar Rav Yosef afilu yeser me'al payim. So he says, I said it wrong. The first shita of Rav Yosef is up to 2,000. Here the Ika de Amri says even more than 2,000. Well, whose shita does that go like? In the brisa that we just quoted, one mandama said 100, one other mandama said 2,000. Now Rav Yosef is saying even more than 2,000, right? Ika de Amri, Amar Rav Yosef afilu yeser me'al payim. Come on. Well, whose shita is that in accordance with? Right, the Lota Tanakama, it's not the Tanakama says only up to 100 amos. Veloka Achayrim, and not like the Achayrim, who said 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, make a difference. And again, they make a difference with this plumb line. Hasam, the machlokas between the Tanakama and the Achayrim, as to whether it's 100 or 2,000, it's She'ein Chut HaMishkolis Yorid Kinegdo. I guess, again, that the plumb line doesn't drop straight down. The plumb line will hit the slope of the ravine. Right, so it's aimed. Therefore, so we say there that it's not. So therefore, it's not as steep. It's not so steep, and since it's therefore a little bit roy to walk because it's not too steep. So then maybe there they were machmir a little bit, that either up to 100 or up to 2,000, because it could it's theoretically walkable. But Hacha, where Rav Yosef says that it's even more than 2,000, we're talking about a case where walking down the ravine is impossible. There's no slope. It's too steep. So then we're not going to even take into consideration the slope now, because no one could ever walk there. So hafla bechut hamishkolas yori kenegdo, and it's not roy for any walking at all because it's too steep. So there the chachamim, Rav Yosef, the chachamim were makil that no matter how deep that area is, that would be like the Grand Canyon where you can't make the walk down. No matter how deep that walk is, that they're going to ignore the slope and they're just going to do this hafla if it's 50 yards across. Or if you can't do havlah, then I guess you're going to do the kiddur, I guess. I don't know how you do the kiddur if it's so steep, but okay. Right, the Gemara says, V'chi ein chut hamishkolas yorid kenegdo ad kama. In other words, how far out, when you're dropping the plumb line to determine, and we said this already, when we drop the plumb line to determine whether or not the plumb line hits the slope or not, how far out does the plumb line have to drop? Meaning, let's say if you only drop the plumb line out like 2 inches, it's going to hit slope. If you drop the plumb line out before it goes down 100 feet, it's never going to hit slope. So how far out does the line have to go before you drop it down? So he said Amarvimi arba, which is 4 amos. The chen tani rabbi cheskel arba. So you drop it over the cliff 4 amos, and then you drop it down. And if it hits slope, then you have to do the measurement or whatever it is. If it doesn't hit slope and it's too steep, then we ignore the steepness. We ignore the ravine completely and just either estimate or whatever the case is. Tosos, actually, what this long Tosos does is it goes through. We have all these different rules now that we had mentioned in the Gemara. So Tosos puts it together to make sense of it and say what in each situation. Right, we could say, if you look at Tosos, Tosos says. This was earlier. He says, Toso says, in that Tosfos. Where is it? The Nira. Ah, it says, if you look at Tosfos, it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 lines in. He said, and also Tosfos is going to do it based according to 3 different shitas, because we just did it according to Rashi, but there's already no time in Rashbam as well. Tosfos says, Vahashta Ika Dalet Dina Bekotel Va'ar. There are 4 rules now when it comes to the wall and the mountain. The Im Mitlaki Yud Mitoche, we didn't get there yet. Okay, Tosfos is now going to go through it. Now I jumped the gun. Okay, Tosfos says, Higiya Lahar, right? Mishnah says, if you got to a mountain, you got to an incline, you get to Mavliyo V'choz L'midaso. What you do is you just swallow it up. Again, I'm assuming two people stand with poles as high as they can, and then the rope goes across. So Amar Rava says also, Lo Shanu, this idea that you do this Havla'a, El Behar Hamitlakate Asara Mitoch Arba. It's a, if the incline only goes, if it goes up 10 tvachim within 4 amos. I guess that's a steep enough incline. But Aval Har Hamitlakate Asara Mitoch Hamesh, if it goes up 10 tvachim within 5 amos, so then that is, I mean, it only reaches a height of 10 tvachim after you walked 5 amos, so that is easy enough to walk, I guess. And it just, there it says, modido medida yafa, that from here you actually walk. You measure it as if it is flat, because that's something that people are going to walk, right? So then we're not going to ignore the incline at this point. So you're going to measure the incline as well, because people are going to walk. Okay, Rav Huna Bered Rav Nassan Masti, Rav Huna Rav Nassan learned Likula. He learned it Likula. Amarava Lo Shanu Ela, and he, I guess this is how he learned, because this we just learned now as a Chumrah, because now you're taking into account the incline. So instead of going as the crow flies, you're counting a little bit, you know, as it inclines up. Rava learned it Likula, because Rav Huna Bered Rav Nassan Masti Likula as follows. Amarava Lo Shanu, the Chum is saying the Mishnah, you need to do this Havla, or this piercing, Ela Bahar Hamitlakit Asar Mitoch Hamesh. Only if the steepness of the incline is 10 tvachim within the first 5 amos. Ava Bahar Mitlakit Asar Mitoch Arba Omdo Baholecho. But if it's a steeper incline, you just estimate it and keep going. You don't have to do the measurement at all. Right, and the Gemara then said, the Mishnah said, you're doing this Havla, you're trying to measure 50 amos across. Where you get to a point, it's not 50 amos, so you can go further down, and then you find the place by the ravine, which is 50 amos, and you can measure there, as long as it doesn't take you 2,000 amos to get to that place where it's less than 50 amos across. Because people are going to think that the tchum extends all the way down there, which is not true. Okay, I guess because what people would do then is they would make the bridge or something like that to go across, but they would think that you could actually go all the way down there and then come back, even though going all the way down there would take them outside of the tchum. Right, so here we have the Tosfos now. Here now we can see the Tosfos says, right, he says, right, the Hashta Ika Dalet Dinim Bekotel V'Ar, 4 different dinim, the Im Mitlakeit Yud Mitochei, if the incline is 10 tvachim within the first 5 amos, then Modet Kikarka Chalaka, then you measure it like it's flat ground. The Im Mitlakeit Yud Mitoch Dalet, if it's steeper, then mavliya, then you just, you know, swallow it up. V'in yachol lavliya, if you can't swallow it up, then mikader, then you do this kitor. V'ilo nicha, right, tashmishay, I guess if you can't walk it because it's too steep, then you do the omdo v'holichlo. You do the omdo v'holichlo. So 4 different measurements, you have to make all these determinations until you figure out how you measure. Okay. The Mishnah then said, im eno yachol lavliya, if you can't do this swallowing up, you can't just take the rope across, because it's for, I guess you couldn't find a place that's 50 amos across, within 2,000 amos of the city, right? It said there, and then you do this kidur, right? So he says, Tana Rabbanan Ketzim Mekadrin, we saw this already, how do you do this kidur, how do you do this piercing? Tachto and Keneged Libo, one guy standing higher, one guy standing lower, the lower guy holds the rope by his heart, Elyon Keneged Margalosav, the other guy holds it by his ankles or by his feet, and you keep going down, 4 amos more, and they keep switching. Amar Abaye, Naktinon, we learned, we have Mesorah, a Mikardin El Bechevosh Abra Amos. You only use a 4 Amos rope to do this Kidur. And my question from the beginning is, now that we have like modern utensils where you can take lasers and all these things to just go as the crow flies, do you have to do all these measurements? Can you use a drone? Can you use all these things to figure out? Or do you mamash have to do it exactly like this, like the missions? Maybe that was just the best technology they had. And now that we have better technology, we can use that. I don't know if that was their best technology, but I don't know. I what?
That's how they did it.
I know. So we don't have to do that. You can take, I know you do that when you do these, you know, you want to measure the depth of something.
Laser.
What?
Lasers.
Everything's lasers. And you can, and we actually had a case, right? Didn't we have a case in the Gemara where Rabbi Gamliel was on the boat and he measured the 2,000 amos using that telescope type thing? Right. So there are cases, here that we talk about. They didn't do it. They did it differently. No. All right, so Amar Abai and Atinon ain't mikadrin el bechevashu arba amos. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, ain't mikadrin lo. So remember, the Mishnah said, Rav Dostai said, bezo, right, we do kidur. But now that comes, what does that come to exclude? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, ain't mikadrin, we don't do this mikadrin, this four amos, lo be, when we're measuring for Egla Rufa, to determine the distance of a city from who's closest to Bechayev Egla Rufa, if you find a dead corpse. In the road, and you don't know where closest to which city. Below the Ari Miklat, well, not Ari Miklat also. Ari Miklat also has 2,000 amos around it. That if the Rotseach reaches there, you know he's on base. He's safe there also. You know, he's tag safe over there. I guess the Ari Miklat must have had two different types. Theoretically, could have two measurements. Alpayim amos for the city for Shabbos, and Alpayim amos for being kolit. It would be different. Right below Ari Miklat, Mipnei Shehin Shel Torah. Because those measurements are Dine D'Oraisa. So when it came to Dine D'Oraisa, we're not going to do this as the crow flies and Yom Avliya and do this Kidor. We need to find out exactly 2,000 amos. Okay, so let's make it easier on Menachem or whoever's doing tomorrow and do the Mishnah because we have a little time. So, E Modedim Ella Min HaMumcha. You need an expert. An expert surveyor in order to do the measurement. Riba l'makom echad amit l'makom acher. So I guess maybe you had two different people, right? Two different people who are measuring. Or on one side, you're measuring on the north side, measuring on the south side. And on the north side, you measure 2,000 amos, for example, and your 2,000 amos is a little bit longer than your 2,000 amos on the south side. So which one do we go by? So we say, show me l'makom shriba. Go by the place that's longer, that gives you more room. And on the south side, we came up short, just extend it so that it equals on the north side. Right, riba le'echad umi le'echad shlom l'ruba. Now here is if you had two people, one did a measurement and his measurement, his measurement went longer, his 2,000 amos went longer than someone else's 2,000 amos. Shlom l'ruba. We're going to go by the longer one. I guess maybe here we're saying we go to the divrei meikel when it comes to eruv. Not sure. Now he says afilu eved va'afilu shifcha ne'emanim lomar ad kan tchum shabbos. Even eved and shifcha can say that are believed to testify and say, this is where the surveyor got to, and here is the Tchum Shabbos. And the last piece in the Mishnah, Lo Amru Chachamim Es Hadavar L'Hachmer El L'Hakel. Because when it comes to Din Tchumim, all these things, it's Din D'Rabbanan, not to go from the Tchum. So in first instance, when we made these Takanos, we have these Sfeikos, we're going to go L'Kula, and we're not going to go L'Chumra. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with the Gemara on the top of Nuntes. Everybody have a good day.